Lawmakers returned to Capitol Hill today after a four-day break for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Their one overriding order of business is dealing with the economic and national security fallout from last week's terrorist bombings. Republicans and Democrats have found unusual common purpose in responding to those attacks, but it's not clear how long that unity will last. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
For most of this year, the two parties have been fighting over everything from tax cuts to whether the Social Security lockbox will be raided. But what a difference a terrorist assault makes. Florida Republican Bill Young, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, noted how much things have changed in a floor speech to his colleagues late last week.
We have a lot of political differences, which have been obvious in the past, which will be obvious in the future. But in this time of trial, those differences have been set aside to be addressed at another time.
But it's not just differences that have been set aside. A whole raft of legislation and hearings has also been shelved. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, says it's as if Congress were on an entirely new track.
The agenda, certainly for the United States Senate, changed dramatically the morning of September 11th. I doubt very much the agenda that was in place at 8 o'clock that morning will be at all reflected by what we finish up with this year, and it may not even be in place next year.
So instead of arguing over a shrinking surplus, Congress is reaching deeply into the Social Security Trust Fund to finance new spending. Last week, lawmakers approved $40 billion to help with recovery efforts and greater security. This week, a bailout is expected for the airline industry, which claims to have lost $5 billion since the attacks and could lay off 100,000 workers. After meeting yesterday with airline executives, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle promised help is on the way.
Clearly, this is a vital part of restoring our economic health and strength. There is no doubt that unless we put airlines back together in a way that gives all passengers the confidence that they can fly again, we're going to continue to suffer as a country economically.
And House Deputy Majority Whip Roy Blunt said he hoped a rescue package for the airlines, which could be worth more than $15 billion, would not cause divisions in Congress.
We really want to do this with unity. We want to do this working with the administration so that when we do arrive at a package, it's a package that not only passes one house, but passes both houses, is signed by the president, and quickly provides the kind of initial relief that we all at that time will have decided is the best way to deal with this situation.
But some Democrats in both the House and the Senate say they'll oppose an airline bailout. Others are balking at a GOP proposal to stimulate the economy by cutting the capital gains tax. While they're now willing to give President Bush more money for defense, those Democrats oppose measures they see as tailored for the wealthy. Some also question legislation that Attorney General John Ashcroft is sending Congress today. Ashcroft wants Congress to enact this week a package of measures broadening the Justice Department's powers to wiretap and investigate suspected terrorists. Alabama Republican Richard Shelby, who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, says fast action is needed.
Well, I think that the timeline would be very important on any legislation to deal with terrorism, to help the government along the line to deal with this new phenomenon that America has never seen anything like before. And I believe the Congress is in the right mood for it, but we want to see some details.
Senate Judiciary Chair Leahy says it may well be that laws covering domestic surveillance need some updating, but only with careful consideration.
But let's not make the mistake of rushing out and doing something that actually ends up hampering law enforcement rather than helping them.
So just as ball games and sitcoms have returned to everyday life, divisions in Congress are likely to be back soon. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.